Now, I'm going to introduce you this afternoon to a friend of mine, Glenda Noble, and Glenda's going to speak to us for a short time on just what the Lord has meant to her and in her life.
Oh, feels different up here. I'm used to a 3 or 5 year old face. It's a little bit different. Well, like many of you, you've been brought up in Christian homes, and I was brought up in a Christian home, Christian parents, and went to Sunday school and church. And at a happy hour when I was 8 years old, with Mr. Curtis, I became a Christian and accepted the Lord as my saviour. I carried on over the years and was married and always went to church and Sunday school. But I think over the last year, this has all been even more important to me. And I'd just like to share with you some of the things that have been really important to my husband and I over the last 6 months. They were especially in the Psalms, in Psalm 119. I'd just like to read them. It's telling about how we felt over the last few months, which I'll tell you about in a moment. I am completely discouraged. I lie in the dust. Revive me by your word. I told you my plans and you replied. Now give me your instructions. Make me understand what you want, for then I shall see your miracles. I weep with grief. My heart is heavy with sorrow. Encourage and cheer me with your words. Keep me far from every wrong. Help me, undeserving as I am, to obey your laws, for I have chosen to do right. I cling to your commands and follow them as closely as I can. Lord, don't let me make a mess of things. If you will only help me to want your will, then I will follow your laws more closely. This situation was brought about when my husband lost his job. We were living a fairly normal life and everything seemed to be going well for a long time. But last August, as a result of a takeover by the company, Don was asked to change a lot of things which he wasn't prepared to change, and something like 10 resignations were forced, and a lot of early retirements happened. After a lot of dramas, Don eventually decided to resign as well. This, of course, was a really soul-destroying experience for him because he had put so much of himself into a job that he really felt part of the company, and he was really loyal. And even over the years, he'd been offered other jobs which perhaps were a little bit more money or better conditions, but he decided to stay there because he just felt part of it. After 12 years, that was his way of life. And, of course, as well as losing the job, he lost his company car, which was financially bad to lose, and also he's sort of into cars, and cars mean a lot to Don, something really special, so he lost his car. So during the next 3 months, it was a rather destroying time for all of us, because we had our whole world sort of turned upside down, and you just sort of take things for granted, like money coming in and everything being organised, and when something like that happens, it's quite different. But during that 3 months, we learnt to pray together in a way that we hadn't done before. And every night we prayed together and asked the Lord to show us what we should do. Don applied for many jobs, but we asked the Lord that he would show us just the one job that he wanted us to do, although we applied for as many as we thought were applicable, and that he would only give us a positive answer for one of them. So there were many letters coming back saying, sorry, you have been unsuccessful on this occasion. We'll contact you if anything else comes up that's more suitable. So each time, of course, we were initially disappointed, but we knew that the Lord had something special that he wanted us to do. There were other problems associated with being out of work, which perhaps a few of you will know, or will perhaps know in the future. You just don't know when these things are going to come up. And one of them was depression. That the husband feels because he's, feeling inadequate, that he can't support his family, which is a really old-fashioned thing, but it still seems to be in most men. And, of course, the frustration of having so much time on his hands when normally he was used to racing around like a hairy goat and doing too many things. Now he had all this time and nothing to do. People said to him, why don't you get in and do all the chores and the jobs that are around the house? But when you're feeling like that, you've got no inclination for that sort of thing. However, the Lord kept us fairly well in both those areas, and we didn't go off the rails, so to speak, because we had loving parents who paid for us and helped us out financially and gave us a loan of a car, because we had two cars and then we lost one. So if I was using it to go to work, he didn't have a car, and that in itself was a fairly depressing thing. So Dad lent us his car until Von could find a reliable second-hand car. And he also provided a Christian couple from the church who prayed for us every day and listened to our little problems on the phone all the time. And just to know that there was, oh, there were a whole lot of people praying for us, but just to know that there was one specific couple who said to us, you know, we are praying for you every day, was really a strength. I think it's true during those 3 months of working full time, I never really felt so tired that I couldn't cope. I always thought that I had a little bit more, and I think it was a special gift from the Lord, a provision of the Lord that he enabled me to cope, because I had a week at work last week and I was really exhausted after 3 days. So I know it was really special that I could manage to go for that time. Also, the whole incident was a witness to the importance of being a Christian and the strength that one can gain from prayer and from other people praying for you. There was a group of friends, our neighbours from where we used to live, who couldn't believe how we could still be happy and still cope with everything else of life and have all those problems and sort of not just sort of sit down and give up, or that we still bothered to go to church and do all the things that we were still doing, and we still remained happy. In fact, we were really happy, perhaps the happiest we've ever been. So as a result, 5 new children are coming to our Sunday school, and the parents are really keen to come to some of the activities. I don't think our two boys were too worried about Don not working. They were so pleased to have him around all the time, going fishing and doing all the things they wanted him to do, that it really worked out quite good. And then, of course, it happened. He got a job that was the first positive one, and he became a consultant engineer to the Energy Authority in Sydney. This meant, however, that he had to arrive at 4 o'clock in the morning, drive to Wyong, and catch a train to Wynyard to begin work at 8 o'clock till 4 o'clock, and then do the reverse. And so he got home at 8 o'clock at night. He couldn't understand, and nor could I, but this was the one. So but we thought, oh, well, there must be some reason. We must have some more lessons to learn, and we did. So during the next 2 months of working there, he was really tired, and we really didn't have much time to talk to each other and didn't have any time to spend with the kids. And so we discovered that even though the job, which turned out to be really good, was an A1 job in money and the type of work that Don had always wanted to do, it really wasn't worth it if he didn't have any time to spend with his family or to do anything at all other than just have food, go to bed and get up to go to work. It really wasn't worth it. So when we thought there was really no way of changing, we still were applying for jobs. We thought, oh, well, this is the way it has to be for a period anyway. As if straight from the sky came an offer in the form of a telephone call to ask them to be at an interview the next day. And this had been based on a previous application that had come in and he'd applied for, but he hadn't got that job. But they'd said down the bottom, you know, if there were other changes, we'd let you know, or if there was something more suitable that came up. So he went the next day, and we weren't really too excited about it. Didn't think it was, you know, perhaps anything better. And turned out he got that job, and he's now the manager of Richmond Vale Colliery in Hexham, which means he works from 7 a.m. in the morning till 2 o'clock, which is really wonderful for all concerned. And I'd just like to leave this last psalm with you, which is what we feel has happened during our lives in that last few months. In Psalm 50 it says, "What I want from you is your true thanks. I want your promises fulfilled. I want you to trust me in your times of trouble so I can rescue you and you can give me glory." I hope it'll be some help if anyone has to go through that experience.